Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply school for the blind. Schools for the blind. You know, if a person loses their physical sight, thank goodness there are schools that you can send that those individuals to and they can learn how to operate and function in day-to-day society. What about, my friends, those who lose their internal vision, those that no longer can see the hopes or the dreams or the purposes or the plans that they had back in the day? How does that person get their sight restored? The one who's lost hope and confidence, what happens to him or her? My friends, I challenge you that it's also important for us to take special count towards the individuals that have lost their internal sight. Yes, and it happens to many people along the way. And some points, my friends and neighbors, those who are on your teams and surrounding you will have to go into the school for the blind in order to regain that vision and that confidence, that focus, and that drive. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that there are 5 key components that will allow everyone to regain their internal sight. This is found in our BLIND acronym. That B reminds us of the importance of building the belief system. Yes, my friends and neighbors, when a person loses confidence, it's similar to another person in the physical who's lost sight. They can no longer see themselves advancing, no longer see themselves succeeding, no longer see themselves winning. How would you rate your vision, my friends and neighbors? Can you still see yourself winning? What about your belief system? If something has gone wrong and off balance, the first thing we must address is the belief system. How do you do that? You see, in schools for the actual blind, for the physical blind, they have to operate with different senses because their sight is no longer there. By the same token, my friends, when you have members on your team that have lost their internal vision, then let's build their belief system by allowing them to activate other senses where they can touch and experience and sense and try the things that you're telling them they can do. You see, you've got to, sometimes it works through testimonials, sometimes it works through product demonstrations, sometimes it works through shadowing them or taking them places with you and allowing them to experience for themselves what they can become. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to do what we can to build that belief system. See, the person who's physically blind, they go through a process where they believe they're not ever going to be able to function. And they go to the schools that help build their belief to let them know that even though that sensory organ is not operating properly, the other ones can compensate. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, let's build the belief systems of those on our team. When was the last time you allowed them to experience the things that you're telling them that they can do? When was the last time you put them up and gave them some responsibilities? I challenge you, my friend, to help them to see themselves in better lights by building up that confidence through consistent reassurance. That L reminds us of the importance of listening. Yes, my friends and neighbors, listening. You see, they say that when a person loses their physical sight, their hearing increases many times and gets stronger. Well, by the same token, my friends, the people on your team are listening to something, and we've got to improve their listening skills. Now, this is not just helping them to listen to someone when they're speaking. It's surrounding them with positive words and phrases. It's allowing them to recalibrate how they process what goes into their ears. How do they deal with negativity? How they drown it out and how they embrace positivity? My friends and neighbors, when people have lost internal vision, they need to listen to nothing but the best. They need to hear constantly that they can make it, that they can exceed. They need to read about people who have gone from rags to riches and maybe even from riches to rags back then to riches. They need to see comeback stories and they need to hear all of the goodness. They need to drive in their cars, my friends, with nothing but positive things playing. When I'm in my vehicle, I consistently constantly keep nothing but the positive playing. Now it allows me to impact my listening so that now everything I hear, everything that goes into my mind is something that I can utilize. That I, my friends and neighbors, reminds us of the importance of interaction. You see, when a person has lost their physical sight, they need someone to hold their hand for a while and to help them along the way. Are you helping those individuals who's lost that physical sight on your team? Are you putting them in a position where they're just going to have to sink or swim? Or are you guiding them along the way? I challenge you, my friends, to interact with them through communication and participation. Don't let multiple days go by when you're not speaking with them. And then help them do some things. Show them how you do it. Spend time with them working on the details of projects and assignments. And yes, my friends and neighbors, that interaction will allow them another step closer to regaining their sight. That end reminds us of the importance of nurturing. Yes, my friends and neighbors, people have to see the love and feel the love from those around them. And nurturing is typically what we consider a mother to do with a child or a father to do with a daughter. But nurturing is not just related to family structures. Nurturing is also related to team building structures. My friends, if you're taking the time to show appreciation and provide encouragement and show understanding and empathy, then it builds the confidence of those around you. See, nurturing is the art of taking responsibility for everyone on your team as if they were a dependent, so to speak, in your family. You got to make sure that they've got everything they need and know how to do what you're encouraging them to do. My friends, when was the last time you showed appreciation? When was the last time you told someone how special they are? You see, when a person loses their internal sight, they lose a bit of their self-esteem, and they've got to be constantly reassured by those closest to them that they are somebody. Last but not least, my friends, that D reminds us of the importance of delegation. This is when you start giving those individuals who've lost internal sight something to do. You're allowing them to work independently, to prove to them that they have value, to entrust them with enough responsibility to open their eyes. You see, there are individuals who've lost their physical sight that can do everything. They can tie their shoes, they can shave, they can do almost just as much as we can do. Those individuals can do so as well, and sometimes even better. They can play pianos and musical other musical instruments. They can do a lot. Why? Because someone gave them something to do. And people feel more significant when they have assignments. My friends, are you delegating to the people on your team? Are you trying to micromanage and do everything on your own? I challenge you to restore the vision by allowing those people to work independently and report back to you with their positive results. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'll make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.